Remember Super Smash Bros. From the late 90s? It's gotten bigger and better and is a favorite at national competitions.
The Ultimate Showdown is almost here, and I, the announcer, invite you to smash your rivals off the stage in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate!
Oak Hills grad Steven Schmidt played it as a kid and then got reintroduced to it in high school.
And I've always been really competitive, so I was like, okay, I have to be better than all my friends, so I have to go to these tournaments with them. And I did get better than them. And I was like, okay, well, now I have to be better than the people at this tournament because some of these people at this tournament are really, really good. And it took a couple of years on that. And I started to be like, okay, I got better than the people at the tournament. And it just kind of kept going from there.
Now Schmidt is number one in Ohio for Super Smash Brothers and top ranked nationally. He took second place last month at a tournament in Nashville. Here's the announcer's call when one of the games was over.
And the comeback taunt. Both of the players were smiling there.
Schmidt competed this last time after being signed by the Cincinnati Fear, a new esports team started by Jackie Rowe.
I'm an adjunct professor at both University of Cincinnati and Xavier University. And every time I bring esports with a business lens into the classroom, the students overachieve. They overexcel. They're really interested in it. And I saw that over the last 5 years or so.
Esports is a billion-dollar industry, and Roe thinks it could be good for the city.
And now we're going to be working with brands and companies who want to enter this space and really use it as a new partnership opportunity to reach players like Steven and those, you know, who are at the professional level like Steven or the casual gamer. And so we really felt there was a void here at Cincinnati in the esports community.
Schmidt, who just graduated from UC with a degree in finance, says he treats gaming as a hobby. It's a lucrative one. He has career winnings of more than $10,000. Did he ever get any grief from his parents for spending too much time gaming?
The last year of high school was kind of when they were starting to look at it like that. But it was also in the last year of high school that I come home from a tournament with $600 that I just won. And they're like, okay, if you keep doing this, you can keep going. And that's kind of how it was. Like, okay, as long as your grades stay good enough, at least, and you keep bringing home money, they didn't have an issue with it.
Cincinnati Fear is the city's fourth professional esports team. Pros, collegiate, and high school players of Cincinnati Fear compete in tournaments and live events like League of Legends and Super Smash Brothers. Roe has a lot of other ideas.
We're also introducing the Cincinnati Fear Media Network, and that will be a series of podcasts, an esports lifestyle TV show. So, you know, we really want to, you know, create Steven and his brand along with Cincinnati Fear. And just really have fun with esports and the lifestyle around it, the tech around it, and just really connect people in our community around the Cincinnati Fear brand.
And she says Cincinnati Fear is hiring. There's a link on our website, wvxu.org, with information. Schmidt doesn't know how long he'll stick with Super Smash Brothers. Even when he becomes a financial advisor, he may still coach gaming. Want hints now on how to get better? Schmidt says he's excited about talking to gamers online. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.